It's time for EcoTalk with host Betsy Rosenberg.
She'll be great. She's a very smart, capable person who knows exactly what took place and will lay out the facts. And that's what the American people want to see.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of EcoTalk. I want to thank Marty Lynch at Air America for that new open. I like that. Listen up. And the American people just want to know the facts. Well, we're telling them here. You listening, George? You may not like it, but the time has come. The storms are overhead. They're swirling around us. We can no longer ignore the truth. Before I get off on that, let me tell you about today's show. Our first guest is Peter Foxpenner. He is the head of Environmental Alliance. If you've not heard of that group, you're going to be hearing a lot more from them. He's going to tell us what they're up to. It's actually a group that was recycled from Environment 2004, a very noble effort to try to get the environment as a bigger factor in voters' decisions. They didn't quite succeed there, but luckily they did go on to morph into Environmental Alliance. We'll tell you what they're up to and what you can do to help them get word out. And then I'll be thrilled to have Lois Marie Gibbs. Remember Lois Gibbs of Love Canal fame? She's still around, still fighting the good fight for mothers and families and Americans everywhere. She is currently the executive director for the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. She'll be talking about the phase out of PVC, which is a major toxin found in our air and our bloodstreams because it's in many of our products that we use every day. Hopefully we'll begin to see that disappearing quickly. And in our second half, we'll be talking with Ronnie Cummins of the Organic Consumers Association. Been trying to get him on several times, and finally our schedule's worked out so he can join us. Please listen in. He'll be telling us about what it means for the organic label to be going mainstream. It's another one of those good news, bad news situations. And finally, Demi and Shane of Earth Justice will be joining us with some critical news about gold mining in Alaska and new efforts to weaken the Clean Water Act. All this and more coming up in just a second. First, want to recognize those who make EcoTalk possible, the Natural Resources Defense Council, NRDC, as well as Earth Justice. So without further delay, Peter Foxpenner, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show, Betsy.
We met back in 2004 when some of us were working very hard to say, it's the environment, stupid. Hello. Not that the American people are stupid, but poll after poll shows that Americans are increasingly concerned about environmental issues, and yet up till now they just haven't really voted that way. And then you morphed into the Environmental Alliance. So just give us a brief background and then bring us up to date on what your current focus is.
Well, thanks, Betsy. We did evolve out of Environment 2004, but more importantly, many of us have been watching the environment and the political scene in this country for a long time, lately with much despair. But as we did this, we noticed that many voters out there are not aligned with any one party or point of view. About a third of all voters in the United States don't really affiliate strongly, at least, so often much more. And those voters, we have learned from our own polling and from the work of others, really don't think about the environment when they vote the way we think they should, and we now know that they can. We know now from talking to voters that when they think about the environment as a values issue, which it is, or as a family health issue, which it also is, that the environment assumes the role it should in their electoral decision-making. So the Environmental Alliance is really dedicated to educating voters about how important the environment is, not as a long-term abstract issue, not as something simply to camp or kayak about, but the environment is fundamental to the health of their family and their children. It's fundamental to the health of the economy, and it really it's part of a whole in creating the kind of progressive political future we need for our country.
So how do you get that message across? Because it is accurate. It is the truth. And that's been certainly the goal and mission, yet quite succeeded, of EcoTalk, trying to connect the dots for average Americans to say this is not just for special interests, quote, tree huggers wearing Birkenstocks. It's for all of us who eat, breathe, or drink. And all that is under siege continually. And then there's global warming, which we can get into in a minute. But what's your plan for really reaching Americans with this message?
Well, we've learned a lot in the last election cycle, and we're putting it to work in the coming election cycle and cycles beyond that for the long term. We learned that we needed to talk differently. We needed to talk in terms of values, and we needed to communicate environmental issues in ways that voters could understand. For example, we started talking to fishermen and fisherwomen in the state of Minnesota, which is the land of a thousand lakes, and fishing is very big there. And when we started telling fishermen that every single lake in Minnesota has fish that are unhealthy to eat because of the mercury that accumulates in the fish, that's the result of coal-fired power plant emissions and other emissions, we started telling them that their own fishing holes were being polluted to the point of not being able to eat the fish they caught. It really started to wake them up. And
did they really not know that, or just hadn't quite focused on it enough? I mean, it's hard to imagine. I mean, they must read the paper like we do.
I think we are so surrounded by media constantly that many people just don't focus on this. It takes some time to punch through all of the other messages and talk very simply and directly to them. Another thing we learned is that it is very important to talk to them not as environmentalists lecturing them, but to talk to them as peers and in many cases to use different sorts of messengers. We work with scientists who are very widely respected in society and are often listened to much more so than, I'm sorry to say it, Betsy, but journalists and politicians as well.
That's why I became radioactive. As a journalist, I couldn't quite say what I wanted to say.
We work with scientists. We work with housewives and other messengers. You have Lois Gibbs coming on. She began that way. We sort of work under the mantra of new messages, new ways of talking about the environment, and mm-hmm. new messengers mm-hmm. to bring those messages to the people. And we've seen dramatic effects when we go in and talk in these terms. We did focus groups during the 2004 election cycle, and when you began talking to these focus groups about the environment, they didn't think it was very important. And when we spent some time talking to them about the impact on their family's health and other issues close to them, you would see 17-point swings in their voting preferences.
Hmm. So I want to make sure we don't run out of time before we get somewhat into the issue of global warming and what are the Democrats doing to really make this the issue, that the mother of all issues that it truly is. And certainly there's weakness in this administration on the entire environmental front, but nowhere more so than what they're continuing to let happen in terms of emissions, fossil fuels. You know, you just talked about coal-fired power plants under this administration. Those standards have been relaxed. And we could go on and on, as we do every week. Are the Democrats really going to use this issue as a rally cry, as the canary in the mine that it is?
Well, I agree that it is an extremely important issue, Betsy. I think the Democrats are going to talk about it, but they're also going to talk about high energy prices and the reason that our country is so dependent on fossil fuels. The Bush administration coming into office and pledging an energy policy has really brought the country backwards, making it dangerously dependent on foreign oil and other fuel sources, and it's just failed to pursue renewable resources and energy efficiency the way it should have. So I think you will hear about both of those joined together.
And you must have been as frustrated as the rest of us watching Al Gore and John Kerry's, strong environmental IQ getting watered down either by their handlers or by the media that just really didn't seize on those comments that Al Gore would make when he was in sweltering Texas and say, this is climate change, this is global warming. And how can that not happen again in the next presidential election? Why can't we have, how can we not afford to let that happen again?
Well,
where those who get it, the few who get it, don't get to speak out on it.
We saw those awful things happen in those presidential campaigns, and truly, Betsy, that was the original inspiration for our group. We recognized that we had to communicate about these issues for two reasons. Number one, when the candidates talk about them, often the media doesn't cover it. Both Al Gore and John Kerry talked about the environment over and over and over again, and again, I hate to criticize the media, Betsy, but you know, we have very carefully documented the fact that it just wasn't of enough interest for them to cover.
And that's why I got out of mainstream media, because they were missing the most important story of our day. We're running out of time, but I just want to say that An Inconvenient Truth, a movie coming up with Al Gore, is a must-see. And let's hope, Peter, that that really does get average Americans to see what is at stake. And we're going to have you on again, because I love what you're doing. And just quickly, people want to find out more about the Alliance?
Yes, www.environmentalalliance.net. And send us an email. Our new website's coming up very soon.
Great. And we're going to have that information on our website, which is www.ecotalk.net. Peter Fox Penner, head of Environmental Alliance, you guys give me a lot of hope. So get
Thank
out there.
Betsy.
Go
Thanks
far, go wide,
Good luck
go
to
loud.
You too.
Thank you. We'll be right back.